The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin's.
We want to pump you up.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay. If you're just tuning in for the Power segment, the podcast, welcome. I'm excited that you're here. If you've heard my other segments, you are primed up for a summary here. You can go to KRDO.com for this podcast, but also for the remainder of the show. My name is Jay Garvin's, and today I've been talking about setting goals in 2019. Before you set your goals, you have to remember and reflect what you're thankful for. If you have anything that you're thankful for or a goal that you want to set, that you want to reach out to me personally, just call me at 719-330-1457. You can go to churchillcolorado.com. You can put your information on the right-hand side, your question, your comment, click send. This primarily is a podcast for Home and Mortgage Talk with Jay Garvin's. So if I can have the chance, the opportunity to serve you and help you through your next purchase or refinance loan, I would greatly appreciate that. We have an unblemished 5-star out of 5-star perfect client experience with Churchill Mortgage and the Garvin's Group team here locally in Colorado. And while you're at that website, I want you to sign up for the Smart Money, the Dave Ramsey Smart Money event coming up on the 17th of January, Thursday evening, the 17th of January, right in Colorado Springs on the New Life campus up off of InterQuest from 6:30 to 9 p.m. There is an exclusive $10 off discount code through Churchill. You just call me at 719-330-1457 or go to churchillcolorado.com and say I want the discount. But also you can sign up for our hospitality event by pulling down the tab of classes and events on your personal computer and click hospitality hour. That's from 5 to 6. And the first 50 people that sign up are going to get a complimentary book, $20 value, Money Mastery by my mentor and author, Billy Eberhardt, multi-millionaire, owned over 1,000 pieces of real estate. And now he coaches with his nonprofit, Wealth Builders. He's going to be there along with Karen Conrad. That is a one-time event, time for you to change your life in 2019. I can't promise you the change. I can just promise you the rails to run on, the events that will get you started. I can't tell you what to do specifically in 2019, but Smart Money event, Chris Hogan, Ken. Hey, I can give you some sandwiches and host you at a hospitality hour and tell you that I love you and probably give you a little bit of energy, but I can tell you what I'm thankful for. And in this final power segment, I want to tell you the three things that I'm most thankful for. Take away all the mortgage. Take away all the real estate I have. All of the residual income, all of that, you can't take it with you. The most important thing that I'm thankful for is my personal relationship with my higher power. I call him Jesus Christ. You can call him whoever you want. Number two, very closely behind that is the health, my personal health, and the health of my wife and children. Two beautiful children, best friend, my wife, been through struggles, been through victories over 18 years. I'm releasing a book called The Three Little Houses this spring. It's a allegory storybook with truths about home ownership. My wife and I have lived and put that together, and my kids, my dogs, my wife, we all have our help. And number three, I'm most thankful for mentorship. Mike Hartwick, owner of Churchill Mortgage, Dave Ramsey, obviously the radio show host, Karen Conrad with Andrew Womack Ministries, Seven Mountains, helped me write my book. Billy Eberhardt, who you have a chance to meet. Matt Clark, who's my COO, Joe Arroyo, and most importantly, my team that I spend time with every single day and every week. Kay Frucci, Ken Smith, Kathy Rex, Lena, Carolyn, Jared. We're adding to that team. Matt, my producer. Neil. What does Neil do? Oh, that's right. He's my account executive. I'm kidding, Neil. I love y'all. But after you find out and write down what you're thankful for, then you personally can go and hit your goals. Now, here's one that's going to get you. In the last 5 minutes here, it's this simple. Now that I've just said set your goals for 2019, you can't not do it because you can't unlisten to this podcast. Unless you're going to go get like stoned and forget everything that I just said, you can't unremember it. I just forgot you, man. No, because if your decision is to listen to what I've said and then forget or ignore it, that is your decision. That is your goal. congratulations. That's your goal of 2019, to ignore and have no goal. It's kind of the decision of indecision. I'm not telling you to do a New Year's resolution. I'm not telling you to go down to the gym and say, I'm going to pump iron. And then 4 days later, on like the 8th of January, you're three deep in a Krispy Kreme donut line with Whoppers in your hand with chocolate all over your face, confused how you got there. I'm not going to make you make that New Year's resolution. One goal. Not eight, not 15, just one. And I'm going to tell you that if you've not made the one goal to make a spiritual and health difference in your life, the only materialistic goal that I would have you set is to balance yourself financially. Because I know right now, statistically, 40% of you listening are not. 40% of the adult listening Americans are two paychecks 1 month away from broke, can't even make a $400 emergency payment out of savings. That's why I say get emergency reserve, eliminate all your debt, set a foundation, and if you are so lucky, buy a house, get into real estate, eliminate your school debt, your unsecured debt. At least that will increase. All home median price in El Paso County improved over 11% this calendar year. And if you decide to move forward, you will help equity grow and eventually have a tool to eliminate some of your debt. If you don't have any more debt, then you're going to build wealth. That's step 4, 5, and 6 in the Dave Ramsey plan. And 7 is give it all away and get rich. But if you don't buy real estate in 2019, you are going to suffer the cost of waiting. Because here's the reality. Look in my archive blogs, my radio shows on the cost of waiting. With houses increasing 11% this year, interest rates increasing over 0.5% to 1%, it's literally going to cost you $20,000 to $30,000 every year that you're not prepared or you refuse to move forward. And I don't want to negatively reinforce you. I want to tell you that you have to get things done by getting along. And you got to get along by setting your goals. You got to set your goals by being accountable and getting a mentor. First, remembering what you're thankful for. And you've got someone in your life right now. Tag, the teacher steps forward. The teacher appears when the student steps forward. So find that person in your life. If you want that person to be me, I'm going to be debt elimination focused. I'm going to help you with real estate. That's my gig. That's how God wired me. But I'm here for you at 719-330-1457, churchillcolorado.com. Visit that website, pull down the classes and events tab. Right now, you, not anybody else, everybody else is gone, just you. I want you to sign up for my hospitality hour on the 17th of January, Thursday, at churchillcolorado.com, pulling down the classes and events tab on your personal computer. The first 50 people that do that are going to receive a complimentary book, Money Mastery, authored by Billy Eberhardt. He's going to be there signing copies. He's my mentor. And also, I can give you a discount, a $10 off admission ticket for the Smart Money event featuring Chris Hogan, who's releasing his book, Everyday Millionaire, this week. And if you missed any portion of this show or podcast, go right to caradio.com, navigate yourself through and download this. And as I state at the end of every single show, every single podcast, please go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's what matters in the end. Not the mortgage, not your goals, not your 2019 resolutions. It's the relationships in your life. And if you've not found your passion, your calling, and your purpose in life, pray to God that he would deliver it, because that's what I found in you. My listeners, somebody I would serve every week, every month, every year, because you add value to me. So don't forget, one last time, sign up for the Smart Money event and my hospitality hour at churchillcolorado.com. Reach out to me. I look forward to speaking with you. Same time, same place, same bat channel next week. You've been listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.